Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. So I recently asked in my newsletter and at my blog at bonniegillespie.com what it would be, like that one thing that would make a difference in your ability to make it as an actor. I specifically said, don't include things like winning the lottery, dropping 20 pounds, suddenly being 10 years younger, whatever. Because I wanted it to really be focused on this theory of mine that there are basically five things that have to be taken care of in order to make it, with a surrounding bubble of two other big things, making a total of seven things. But of course, a big chunk of people who commented at my blog post on this matter said that money was the one thing that would make a difference in the ability to make it as an actor. I'm just going to tell you it's not true. And here's how I know. I have just as many clients who have all the money as I have clients or non-client consumers of my advice out there in the world who are struggling to make ends meet. Those clients with all the money, there's the exact same proportion of them as those without money blocked in the exact same areas. Money has nothing to do with the blocks. So let me back up on this. I'm going to go a little bit into this theory I have about the five areas in which you need to focus your energy in order to make it as a creative storyteller, and then the other two things involved in the bubble around these five things. Okay, get ready. I actually fleshed a lot of this out in a members-only conversation that we had with our 100-day membership program. And if you're not already in that or planning to be in that, please come on over to BonnieGillespie.com and start your journey toward the next tier and enoughness right there. It's so worth it. It's life-changing, and I'm totally underselling it by saying that. But enoughness 101 is basically what we're creating with this understanding of these five things. The first one, talent. You have to have it. You have to believe you have it. It's the foundation of making it. Notice that I didn't say you have to have a lot of talent or extraordinary levels of a talent. I'm just talking about a baseline of talent. I mean, you can ask Keanu Reeves. He's a talented enough actor who knows how to negotiate for producer money like a mofo. Next up, tools. You got to be able to show people your talent. You have to have headshot, resume, clip of your footage, presence on a submission website, skills that align with the type of storytelling that you hope to do. We can't just intuit that you're talented and right for what we're working on. We need to be able to see it. Next, targets. Like any business, you must identify your buyers. Who's most likely to need what it is that you're selling? Who are the casting directors, producers, directors, writers, showrunners, and fellow actor content creators out there who regularly need the talents that you possess and that your tools showcase you possessing? These are your targets. Next is team. And I'm not just talking about your Hell Yes rep, although your agent and manager fit in here for sure. This is your support system, your community, your interior team of all that self-talk you use to coach yourself day to day. Surrounding yourself with the best people on the planet is going to make a difference in the access you get and how you feel about the journey itself. And finally, time. Nobody seems to like this one because it's marching on regardless of our willingness to let it happen, but it is a factor here. Even with all the items leading up to this one being totally on point, there's just the time it takes for the talent as depicted through the tools to get communicated to the targets with the support of the team. And then all of that has got to line up for enough iterations. Time for there to be momentum that takes on a life of its own. So there's the five things. Talent, tools, targets, team, time. And of course, all around this list of five things, there's this bubble of your thinking and your trust. That's enoughness 101. Even with all five of the must-have items in place, if your mindset is a mess, you're only going to get so far. So let's bring this back to money, since that's what kicks this off. What's important to note is that you can have all the money in the world, money that can make your tools better, more expensive, updated more frequently, sure, money that makes you more trusting of your talent because you've taken more classes or gotten more degrees, money that makes you feel more trusting of the time that this all takes, and still not make it. Further, you can have no money. I mean, like, you can have a dollar. and make it. Every day, someone is showing up with raw talent, no training, so they've spent nothing there, basic tools, self-shot footage, and friend-shot headshot. Okay? Seriously, stuff that can be done from your freaking smartphone. Keen awareness of their targets, a support system that believes in them, not necessarily some big power agent, just that team that supports them and believes in them. And they're putting in the time while standing firm in the trust that they have for the whole system, and they're making it. So there's people with all the money in the world not making it, people with no money making it. This blows the theory that all anybody needs to make it is money. Having money may simplify some things, but not having much of it is not a block to making it. Saying that money is the only problem is a convenient way to avoid dealing with your low enoughness about other things, that's for sure. And let me say that again in more words. Saying money is a block to your ability to make it is a convenient way not to address what actually might need your attention. Your mindset, your faith, your belief in yourself, your enoughness. Because who wants to work on that scary stuff when complaining about money is so much easier and so much more popular to do? Thing is, money doesn't flow so easily until enoughness is worked out. That's enoughness 101, baby. So, here's what I recommend you do. If you're sure money is all that's missing for you, go through every single one of the elements I just listed off. Get them all upgraded as high as they can possibly go without the money that you say makes a difference. I mean all of them high. Get them all the way up there. Because if your trust is high, money's not a problem. Not having it only makes your fame story that much more inspiring. That's pretty cool, right? Go get it. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!